This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. Happy Monday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. The bitter cold many of us have been dreading this week definitely started yesterday. But it wasn't enough to keep people away from lighting a menorah last night, the first night of Hanukkah. The Jewish Community Center hosted the event with the Chicago Cubs at Gallagher Way outside Wrigley Field. Leslie Boker helped her young daughter, Vivian, both of them dressed in heavy coats and Chicago winter wear, light the menorah.
We had the great joy of lighting the menorah this year. Did you have fun, Vivi?
Yes.
This is awesome. This is our first time coming to Gallagher Way for winter activities. So here we are, and this is so freaking awesome.
There was also plenty of hot chocolate, snacks, games, and ice skating. Hanukkah's 8-day festival of lights continues through Monday, December 26th. Residents of Chicago's Pilsen community continue to deal with the devastation of four teenagers being shot outside Benito Juarez High School on Friday afternoon. 14 and 15-year-old boys passed away from their wounds, and two other teens are still recovering. Chicago activists yesterday called for stricter gun laws and better surveillance cameras around schools. A reward for $2,000 is being offered to help police find the teen's killer. This was the third fatal shooting outside a Chicago public school this year. 25th Ward Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez says all stakeholders, from the schools, city, state, and federal governments, need to come together to address school violence. Police continue to search for the gunman using images from a surveillance video. Meanwhile, students at Benito Juarez High School are returning to school this morning. CPS officials say they're working with the principal and staff to offer them counseling services. A newly created research center in Chicago will focus on the scientific and societal impacts of cannabis usage. My colleague Alex Degman has more.
It's called the Cannabis Research Institute. Even though more states are legalizing marijuana for medical and recreational uses, it's still federally illegal, so there hasn't been much research into potential benefits. The University of Illinois' Discovery Partners Institute in Chicago will be the institute's new home. It'll study areas like crop management practices, the effectiveness of cannabis on medical conditions, demographic gaps in medical programs, and more. The idea is to have a wide body of research and data available to inform future cannabis-related policy decisions. The Cannabis Research Institute is expected to open within the next few months. The search for its first executive director is underway.
That was my colleague Alex Degman. A Chicago-area wastewater engineer is speaking out for Black gun owner rights. Elijah Hudson says he was on his way from work to pick up his son at daycare on October 20th when Chicago police officers pulled him over in the River North neighborhood. Hudson says he told them he had a concealed carry license and a gun in the car. Then he says the cops searched the vehicle without his consent, seized the gun, and filed charges including resisting and obstructing officers. Hudson says the cops never showed up in court. Court records show the judge dismissed the charges, but also ordered Hudson's gun and ammunition to be discarded. CPD didn't respond in time for this story. You may know Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White because his name is on your driver's license. Or maybe you've seen the tumbling team that bears his name. Well, the Democrat is soon leaving office after a record-setting tenure as Illinois' first Black Secretary of State. He's been described by friends and one former foe as a political legend whose life has been altered by racism. White's term is up in January, and he'll be succeeded by Democrat Alexi Janulius. And before we get to weather, a few quick hits. Robert Cremo Jr., the father of the accused Highland Park parade shooter, was released from Lake County Jail over the weekend on a $50,000 bond. The Sun-Times reports he was charged last week with reckless conduct for allegedly helping his son attain weapons ahead of the attack. He's due back in court January 12th. And Lionel Messi finally won the biggest prize in soccer. Argentina beat France 4-2 in a penalty shootout to claim a third men's World Cup title. Europe's run of four straight World Cup winners dating to 2006 came to an end. And the mayor's office and the Department of Streets and Sanitation have launched a contest to name 6 city snowplows. Entries will be accepted at chicagoshovels.org until January 6th. 50 finalists will then be selected, and the final vote happens on January 31st. As for weather today, if you're leaving the house right now, bundle up. It's less than 15 degrees out. The high this afternoon is going up to the mid to upper 20s. For the rest of the day, cloudy into the evening, low tonight in the mid 20s. And that's it for now. Coming up this afternoon, we're talking about grief. Does it have to be sad? And how do you take care of yourself when it feels like your grief is taking over everything? I'll talk with a grief counselor about all that and a little more today at 2 o'clock on The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you then.